with Al Farabee on CFAX 1070.
How about a look into, you know, the future of healthcare and where we got as far as the training is concerned? And Camosun College is a spot for that. And our guest is going to explain a little bit more about what is going on. I want to introduce Dustin Pendergast, who is the ultrasound program lead at Camosun College, and he's joining us here for a conversation. Dustin, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having me.
That was an exciting announcement last week, but let's go back to that and update everybody as to what it was exactly, and then we'll talk about the program. But talk about late last week, first of all.
Yeah, for sure. No, we just launched a new initiative at our school where we're basically going to be welcoming outpatients into the campus itself at Interurban, and we will be training our students on actual patients at the school, which is the first of its kind in Canada.
And explain how that works exactly.
It's just like any other outpatient ultrasound clinic you could go to in town, and patients will come in for their regular scans, and our students are just able to be paired up with patients and seasoned technologists and learn to scan right there.
So this obviously is a win-win, isn't it, for students and for the community?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're talking, you know, another 5,000 scans are going to be done in general ultrasound and 3,000 in echocardiogram just every year, right? And so for our students, it's just that easy access to patients, easy access to us as instructors, and yeah, it's going to be benefit everybody.
How did this come to be? Like, obviously, it's a tandem with Island Health, but just talk about that, sort of the origins and how this came to be.
Yeah, it was a ministry initiative that came about when we proposed to originally launch this program many years ago, and part of that was developing a partnership to support more clinical placements for students in British Columbia. With the need for more ultrasound technologists, we've actually doubled the amount of students that are being trained in the province, but we had to come up with an innovative way to train them, because the acute care sites can only take so many at one time.
Yeah, and delays, and you try and make your appointment and it takes forever, so this will alleviate some of that pressure in some way, won't it not? Will it not?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's going to make a nice impact on any on the wait list for the South Island, at least, anyways. Yeah, we're going to have just more access to scans and right in your own community, too, right?
Talking right now to Dustin Pendergast. He is the ultrasound program lead at Camosun College. And the program itself and students coming up, give our audience an insight as to how things are going, because obviously we're talking about the future of healthcare with students, etc. But talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, it's great. So every year we take 16 new students in May at the 2-year program. And they learn right here on campus. And then at the very end, they will end up out in your communities, all the way up Island even. And right now we have students placed in Campbell River, Comox, Nanaimo, Cowichan, you name it. And right now, yeah, it's doing great. We're about to graduate some in April, and there'll be 16 more people ready to go to help serve people on the island.
I'm kind of guessing, based on that, you probably get a lot of applicants.
We do. It's a highly competitive program. We tend to get about 100 or so applicants for 16 seats every year. So, yeah, it's definitely a great program to get into if you can.
But there's other programs too at Camosun, and you know, I know you're a part of this one, for example. But can you elaborate on that a little bit as the program as a whole?
Yeah, for sure. So we do have a few other programs that are very similar to ours. There's the MRAD program, which is medical radiography. So those are the folks that do your X-rays. They're another 2-year program that work right alongside us. We also have the Certified Medical Laboratory Assistant program. That's a 10-month program where you can come in and learn how to be a phlebotomist or take blood. And that's actually a great program. That's a stepping stone to getting into medical radiography or diagnostic medical sonography.
Final moments here with you, Dustin. Since this announcement last week, what kind of reaction have you had to this?
It's been crazy. Yeah, a lot of people are really interested in this. We've been asked to sort of promote this nationwide as the next model for developing student training. Like I said, it's the first of its kind in Canada, may actually be the first of its kind in North America. It's not often where you get to actually learn and scan patients at an actual educational facility rather than an acute care facility.
Yeah. And obviously, if people want to find out more, like you say, I mean, there's interest across the country and perhaps even North America on this. But for those of us here, for example, if they want to find out more about what this is, can they find it at your website?
Absolutely. Yeah. You go to commocin.ca and you can find out there's news releases and you can find a list to all of our programs as well.
Dustin, I appreciate this conversation this morning. Thank you for the good work that you and everybody at Camosun College continues to do. And thank you for joining us here today.
Great. Thanks for having me, Al.
You bet. Dustin Pendergast, that is part of the announcement that was made last week. He is the ultrasound program lead at Camosun College and what they are doing. And just another step or thing in trying to improve healthcare. 727 here at CFAX 10.